Hey, this is Bradley Weber. I'm one of the pastors on staff here at Forward Church. Listen, I'm so glad you tuned in to today's podcast. I hope it challenges you and inspires you to go after God and be all that God's called you to be. Enjoy today's message.
Awesome. Turn to somebody and say, He makes the difference. My wife gave me a little tap like, you know, you need to be up there. No, He needs to be up here. We need to recognize and really look at those names. And that is very prophetic as it ties in. This seems to be a little bit loud to me. And I don't want it to be offensive to those who are listening. So you can bring, because I can always bring my coaching voice. Church, if Jesus Christ was not who He said He was, you and I could not make it. You could make it through religion, but you'll still end up in hell. It takes the Lamb of God who was slain before the foundations of the world. And there are times, and I said it to Him as I was seated beside my wife, I am not worthy to be up on that platform. He is worthy. And if you'll look at our secular society, it's all about the self-life. And sometimes even the church gets in the way of the one who redeemed her. Hello? It's about Jesus Christ. It's not about a pastor. It's not about anything that we are or things that we're doing. It's all about Jesus Christ. At the end of the message this morning, because we're in that series, and I'm not going to give all three because there's some housekeeping things I just want to address at the end. I'm only going to give you the first part of the last piece of battle. But I will remind you what battle stands for. And now we're where I really want to be. But at the end, Joshua, I'll get my phone to you because I was behind, but He's ahead. Hello, church. See, we like to be ahead. You're never going to be ahead. He is the head. And He plays from the front. And He teaches us how to join Him. But we're going to hear Chris Tomlin, and we're going to do a share out together as he sings, Who is worthy? Is He worthy? And I want to tell you, there is no one, listen closely, I do not care what generation you go to in the history of mankind, there is no one worthy to unveil the seals like the Lamb of God. He is worthy. For example, we're going to talk about why we're going to exalt Him. That's the last part of the word battle, correct? It has an E in it. He is exalted right now because of His Father. Come on now. All of you that are parents, if your children had done what Jesus had done for the Father, for us, you would want to make sure that they were properly recognized. Sure you would. He is the Son of the living God, and He, you're going to see from God's Word, has been exalted. He has been exalted. Now the issue is, do we exalt our problems or do we exalt Him? Matthew Henry said that we are to elevate Him, not our problems. So sometime, and I don't do much at all except send out a scripture and a thought, go into all of the media splash and see how many people are magnifying and exalting the Lord versus their issues, their problems, and all the rest of that stuff. That stuff will bring you down. So stay out of it. That's just a coaching moment right there. And God's people said, Amen. So let's go back over real quick for those that may be visiting and those that may have missed a couple pieces along the way. We actually, thanks to those that put that before me, we found out that when we're surrounded in worship, the battle becomes the Lord's. More victories were won in the Old Testament through worship than through any other mechanism. And many times we, the church, and we as human beings, we want to take it on and we'll handle it ourselves. That's not the way the Bible was built, nor structured. In fact, the Father says He is so worthy, His Son is so worthy, that if we will put Him in charge, He will bring us through. Hallelujah. So the title of the message this morning, and I'm only going to give you the first piece of it, because there's three parts to exalt only Jesus. That's the title. Exalt only Jesus. Listen to God's word, Philippians 2:9. By the way, I've been doing this over the last few weeks. Even when I'm no longer here nor present on this earth, this is a living word from the living God, and it has always been true. Philippians 2:9 says, "For this reason also God highly exalted him and bestowed on him the name which is above every name." Through the years of being in education, and that calls for a lot of different arenas, I've always got a little chilly when I hear people use, students use, or others use his name in a disrespectful way. Man, you're messing with the Father right there. When we say things, and I'm going to give you an example. Man, Jesus Christ, do you know who you just said that to? Wait till the Father shows up. Listen now, I am all about our children. Bradley, who will be the senior pastor here, Brittany Nicole, and Joshua Kenneth. I'm all about them. Think how much more our Heavenly Father is all about his Son. So when I hear people using his name like that, it's like, let me see if I can't get out of their way. Because I'm not in that circle. Why did you say that, Pastor? Philippians 2:9. For this reason also, God highly exalted him and bestowed on him the name which is above every name. Do you understand that that verse travels all over the nations? You can go to any nation, and that name will get you through whatever you're facing. Listen, I'm not putting down any other religion, because this is not a religion. It's a relationship with Jesus Christ. Listen, when you declare the name of Jesus, demons tremble. And evil people will walk out of your life. The Bible says, resist him and he will flee from you. All you got to do is resist. And God will give you the supernatural power to resist darkness. So let's together say this morning, I will exalt only Jesus. So let me go ahead and plain that out so you understand who I am. When we come to the close of this year, I do not want a celebration party for whatever reason you're thinking. Because this has never been about Dennis and Robin. It's been about the Lord Jesus Christ. And so there's not going to be any kind of a party, because I won't show up. Because this is about Christ and Christ alone. If it wasn't for Jesus Christ, I wouldn't even be saved, let alone serving as a pastor all these years. And if you really care and respect who I am, then you simply go, you know what? We heard what the man of God said. That's good enough. And that is good enough for me. Because listen, it is not about us. It's all about the one who is seated at the right hand of the Father, who lives to make intercession for us. He's praying when we're not even thinking. Yes, he is. Hallelujah. I want him to be able to say when I get home, and home is not Chiefland, home is not Ohio, home is not North Carolina, home is when I get to walk through the gates. I want to hear him say, well done, thou good and faithful servant. That's all I want to hear. I don't need any rewards, and I talk to him about this all the time in the vehicles, either the school vehicles or my own vehicle. I just simply say, I just want to know I'm through the gates and that I can look before you, I can bow in your presence, and I can say, worthy is the Lamb that was slain before the foundations of the world. I don't need any of that other stuff. I just want to know that my name is there. It should be yours too. And all this haughty stuff that goes on in this country, may the Lord forgive us as a nation. Psalm 103, verse 2 says this, let all that I am praise the Lord. Whew. May I never forget the good things he does for me. So take note, please, if you will, because I don't want you just sitting here going, now why did he do that at the end of the service? When we finish just point one of the message, I'm going to have you get into a small group and talk to each other about why you're thankful for a Heavenly Father. And then I want you to share how you're going to magnify God in the midst of what you're going through. Because when you can magnify the Lord and the battle's on, man, are you ever exalting the Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Father. So, how do I get to the place? Listen, by the way, you cannot jump these steps. What the heck does that mean? You cannot miss class and pass the exam. That's for all of our college students too. I'll just show up for the exam. I promise you eventually it's going to be much more than just passing that exam. So you can't just simply say, I don't really care about battle. All I care about is I'm going to exalt the Lord. There was a day in the life of Lucifer, that was his name, before he became Satan. That's all he ever did. When he was in the heavenlies, he worshiped the Lord. He worshiped God, but he got sick of it. He got tired of it because all the adoration and all the attention was on him and not him. That's good preaching right there, ladies and gentlemen. And so what happened is he became rebellious. And God took care of the rest of that story. So let's talk about battle for just a moment. Those who worship the Lord always have a baseline, and that baseline is in him. Listen, your baseline needs to be in Christ, not the culture. I wish that was in my notes. Most people today are all culturally bound. But your baseline has to be Christ, because the Bible says we live and move and have our being in the culture. No, it doesn't. In Christ. And there are so many people that are literally addicted to the culture and they don't even know it. They don't even know it. Mr. Newton, who was a slave owner, did not know what he was doing was wrong until God showed up on a ship and turned that man's life upside down, and he wrote Amazing Grace. I once was blind. He had no trouble with eyesight. He had trouble with spiritual sight. Good preaching, Pastor. So your baseline has to be Christ. And then when you have him as your baseline, he begins, here's your A, he begins to align you not to the doctrines of the culture or the doctrines of a denomination. He aligns you to the Word of God, because one day you're going to bow before him. Because the Bible says, every knee shall bow and every tongue confess that Jesus Christ is Lord, to the glory of Daddy, to the Father. You mean to tell me you think he's that cheap of a father that he would allow his son to go through all that he went through so that we can act like it's no big deal? Are you serious? Come on, church. That broke the heart. And I was listening to, I think it was Dr. Erwin Lutzer this week in my travels. And he talked about not only was Jesus broken at the cross, so was his father broken at the cross. Because his son was going through something for all of us. Amen. Someone sent me a text the other day and I used it out in Cedar Key. In regards to a former trooper of way back. And how he feels about this country. Years and years ago, this was a great nation because we made the sacrifices for the next generation. But somewhere along the line, that sacrificial lifestyle has went by the wayside, and now it's everybody for themselves. But people who are baseline to Christ and who are aligned to Christ always speak the truth. And if they can't speak the truth, they just keep their mouths shut. Good preaching, Pastor. Good preaching, Pastor. The Bible says you shall know the truth and the truth shall set you free. But that's not all that that verse says. It says, if you continue in my word. There's a lot of people that start right but don't finish right. You may look good in the first inning. You may look good till halftime. But don't forget there's a third and fourth. Come on, church. You may have $1,000 set aside right now, but if you're not a good steward, you're going to find out that everything went to zero. Hallelujah. So our baseline to alignment, now we're talking about truth. Just because it's in the newspaper, just because it's on the TV, just because it's in social media, that doesn't mean it's truth. Take whatever they're saying and put it up against God's word. Hallelujah. And now watch this, listen very closely. As you grow in truth, you will be able to trust him. So I'm going to come down off the platform because I love being in the classroom. And Ashlyn's going to be just fine. And she's thinking, oh, dang, coach, this is you for sure. As you put your trust, as you put your heart in the truth of God, you can go wherever he leads you and trust him. It doesn't matter whatever they're saying, you can trust him. He will not mislead you. You can trust the Lord. I've been praying for you. Let's give the Lord praise in the house. I don't understand, church, how we will put trust in people who've not proven themselves, but we won't put our trust in the one who died for us. Put your trust in him. He will not leave you. Yesterday, after the ball game was done, I said, that's enough. Shut the TV off. And I just started listening to, "Great is thy faithfulness," over and over and over and over. Because God is faithful. He was faithful to his son, and he will be faithful to you. Put your trust in him, not the system of man. Baseline, alignment, truth. Trust. And the more that you trust him, then you will come under his lordship. And the words were up on the screen, how I will bow my heart to the name of Jesus. Yes, I will. The rest of my life, he is my Lord. Not just my Savior. Thank you, Dr. A.W. Tozer. Many believers take Jesus as Savior, but they do not want him as Lord. If he's not your Lord, he's not your Savior. You cannot dichotomize, thank you, Dr. Tozer. You cannot dichotomize Christ. He is Lord and he is Savior. And he is the King of Kings. And as Bob Gass said, Robin, many years ago in Asheville, North Carolina, he's the King on top of the kings. Amen. Well, that brings us now to exalting him. Just exalting him, because it's all about Jesus. Tony Evans, and we're just going to look at who has exalted him. Certainly not man, and many within the church. And I'm not speaking of this ministry. I'm talking about the body of Christ. We have lost in the body of Christ our focus on exalting only him. Only him. Because he, the Father, exalted him. That's what we should be doing. Tony Evans, a great man of God out in Texas, said, "Don't magnify your problems, magnify your God." Amen. So I have three scriptures, and then we're going to stop after this question. Man, why are you putting such emphasis upon Jesus? Have you not studied history? Do you not know what they did to him? In fact, don't you remember how people ridiculed him and said, "We know who you are. We know where you're from." Why Jesus? Let's see what the Father says. And again, I want to talk to parents. I promise you, you would come to the defense of your children in a heartbeat, not for doing wrong, for doing right. See, Jesus never did anything wrong. The Bible says, "Is God a man that he should lie?" Hold on. I've been praying this past week, and I've been asking God, "Have you changed your mind? If you have, could you give me the new version of the Bible?" And he took me back to the Old Testament, and it says there that God does not change his mind. Why are we acting like he has? Hallelujah. I'm not a Green Bay Packer fan, and I wasn't a big fan of their hour back in the day with Vince Lombardi. But when you played for Vince Lombardi, you played the way he called you to play. I'm not talking about football. When Jesus Christ saved you, you will play the way he calls for you to play. Hallelujah. Or you may not even be on the team. I want you walking out of here thinking, and it's all right if it's not a happy thought about me. I'm not troubled by that at all. Who has exalted him? Only the Father. Listen to these verses, please. Luke 22:69. "But from now on, the Son of Man will be seated at the right hand of the power of God." I know where he is right now. He's seated at the right hand of the Father, and he lives to make intercession for every person in every nation throughout the world, throughout every generation. Jesus Christ is interceding for people today, and the Father put him there. Don't disregard the Son, because you will get the Father's attention. I've said to Robin many times, anybody in the Gainesville area or anyone that's interested in dating Brittany, if they don't think I won't show up, then do it. Come on, church. I'm not talking about Dennis and Brittany. I'm talking about you start trying to explain Jesus and put it in your vernacular, man, you're going to get the Father's attention. Hello? Who has exalted him? The Father has exalted the Son. The Father has exalted Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. His name causes demons to tremble. And we use his name in profanity. That's funny. Acts chapter 5 verse 31 says, he's the one whom God exalted to his right hand. Listen, as a prince and a savior to grant repentance. Watch this. To Israel that never failed him. I just added that for the fun of it. Of course not. Israel was constantly committing physical and spiritual adultery. They brought their idols into the church. But still, Jesus Christ hung on that cross for a nation that rejected him. The Bible says he came unto his own, and his own did not receive him. And he says in the word to grant repentance to Israel and forgiveness of sins. Last verse for this morning. Oh, wow. Listen closely. Who has exalted him? Not man. Man would never exalt Jesus Christ. Oh, we will as long as he carries out our motives and intent of purpose. But when he no longer does what we want, you know what? Go back on the shelf. Jesus Christ is not an idol. He's the Son of the living God. And the Father has exalted him. And I'm not even sure if I'm doing that good of a job this morning trying to get all of us to see that Jesus Christ alone is worthy of your praise. Jesus Christ alone is the one that you must exalt. When do you exalt him? When the bank account is right? When everything is paid on time? No, you exalt him in the midst of it all. Prove it, Pastor. Be glad to. Thanks for asking. Go to the book of Acts and listen closely. Paul and Silas did not do anything wrong. They were preaching the gospel and they were thrown into prison for something that they hadn't even done. And by the way, ladies and gentlemen, he was a Roman citizen, Saul, who became Paul. Man, that's a big legal issue. He could have taken them to court on that. But what they started to do in the night hour, in the night hour, they began to praise the Lord. They began to sing unto the Lord, and out of that song came victory. And somebody walked up and said, man, what do I have to do to be saved? That's what he said. Last verse. Father, we thank you this morning. Let's pause for a moment. We're almost finished. Father, this morning I just want to say thank you. You're an awesome Father. We call you Abba Father. Because of what your Son, Jesus Christ, has done for us. We thank you for the blood covenant. We thank you that we can plead the blood of Jesus Christ over every family. We can plead the blood of Jesus Christ over every school. We can plead the blood of Jesus Christ over this nation. We can pray in Jesus' name, storm be still. And we can see the victory in Jesus' name. God's people said, here we go. You want to do me a favor? I'm comfortable. Oh, you've got it? He is worthy. Who is worthy? You got that? You're pretty good. I'll keep you for another 24 hours. Church, I don't know very much, but I know this. If parents would never stop parenting, young people would be different today. Children would be different today. If we would exalt the Lord in the midst of the storms, we would see breakthrough like we've never seen before. Last verse. What was the question this morning? Who has exalted him? Certainly not man. I shared with you last Sunday there were only two, one disciple and the mother, still at the cross when Jesus was in those final moments. Mary was there, and so was John the beloved. Don't get shook up when people walk out of your life. That's nothing new. Peter walked out. But Jesus called the disciples and Peter back. Come on, church. I said to a young man yesterday, I said, always look in your inner circle to make sure you want them in that inner circle. Revelation 5:12. This is the cry that you can hear in heaven saying with a loud voice, worthy is the Lamb. By the way, he's no longer a lamb. He is the Lion of the tribe of Judah. I wouldn't want to encourage anyone to spit in his face now. Slap Jesus now. Try putting on some crown of thorns on his head. Try that. See how that works. What I'm saying is we don't even respect authority. And he has ultimate authority. He could take my breath right now, which would be more powerful than the song, Take My Breath Away. Come on, church. Revelation 5:12, saying with a loud voice, worthy is the Lamb that was slain to receive power and riches and wisdom and might and honor and glory and blessing. Oh, that sounds too spiritual. No, God says, I'll give you power if you'll ask. I'll give you riches if you know how to dispense it and be a good steward. I'll give you wisdom so you can pass all your classes. I will give you might and strength. I'll give you honor if you will always make sure that you give it back where it came from. Hello. I will allow you to see my glory as long as you don't touch it. And I will bless you and the generations behind you if you will be willing to say, worthy is the Lamb that was slain. Shall we pray?
Thanks for tuning in to this edition of Forward Church Online. At Forward, we believe that God speaks to each one of us individually, directing our lives and giving us focus. It is our desire that you would experience Christ and pursue His purpose for your life. One of the easiest ways to draw close to God is by connecting with the local church. Get started today by visiting myforwardchurch.org to find out all the ways that you can give, serve, and grow.